Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, it's me. We're going back in time, and we're going to visit a new town. The house is finished, semi-detached. It's 1971. Like the rest of the newly erected cul-de-sac, it sits on what, just a couple of years before, would have been a field. Indeed, the gardens are still nothing more than mud and a tangle of weeds that now stand in the way of my parents' aspirations of creating a pleasant space with shrubs, a rockery, and a greenhouse full of sweet-smelling tomatoes. Oh, and a flowering cherry tree. The house looks rather good, modest but modern, with its timber-clad upper half and large windows. And at the end of the garden, there's a garage and a gravel patch to also park the car. No family has more than one. This is Newtown, Britain, a moment when the nation invested big in creating a series of places that could absorb people keen to leave the big cities for a fresh start. It's many years after the Second World War, but London is not fully rebuilt, and people still want out. Beyond the city limits looks like a place for fresh starts, new businesses, and these freshly minted towns offer a safe in-between world. It's not the countryside, and it's not the city. You don't need to know demanding rural ways or face up to urban grit. It's onto that gravel patch that a car now pulls up for the first time. In the back, my sister, Billy the Budgie in his cage. Up front, my mother and father. Life living in London is over. This scene gets repeated at every house on the road in the space of a few months. Families arriving with kids in tow, wanting change. The promise will get dented. Building a culture, a sense of place, is a challenge. That pedestrian precinct will never really be a place of joy. But as a child, it's kind of wonderful. You certainly feel protected. On a summer's evening, you can be out playing late without parents having to keep watch. There are friends, even if conformity matters a bit too much here. There's a snobbery today about new towns, suburbs. People are seen as overspill, too weak for the city or even the rural slog. But across Europe, there's a clamour for housing and some renewed championing of the new town movement. NIMBYism stops many of these projects in their tracks. So does some bloody common sense. Developers and planners concoct schemes for towns without train stations or schools or hospitals or any decent infrastructure. But the new town model can work. It's not an instant fix. You need some patina of use and of age to add character. You need the shrubs to poke above the newly creosoted fences, flowering cherry trees to grow heavy with spring blossom. But we shouldn't dismiss these places as sleepwalking and culture-free. It's hard work keeping a new town on track, keeping it changing and diverging into more varied versions of itself. But as someone who benefited from a planner's dream, I know that it can work. And every few years, I find myself taking a diversion to drive past the old house, sometimes stopping just for a minute. Dreams and lives outgrow and leave behind childhood homes. But when I think of my parents in that garden, I know that from a blank canvas, you can make a home that can sustain you. But hold on, it's 1971. My dad turns off the ignition. My mum is all smiles. We clamber out the car. We push open the gate, and a new life can start. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.